Hello guys, it's me Vishali Khadalkar again and welcome back to the show. Thank you for tuning in today. We are catching up after a really long gap which I gave myself. Just for your information, I'm off social media for like more than 3 months and I have deleted few of my accounts just to get away with it because, you know, life is changing, new beginnings are there on the threshold, and I'll be celebrating my 25th birthday very soon, and I just wanted to give myself a year to just be without it, just to have that perspective where social media doesn't hold any narrative. Well, today on this episode, we are gonna talk about the one thing I've been obsessed over for the last few weeks, and talking about it, you know, reading about it and doing lots of things just for it, is my cinematic love for the cinema, of course. Of course. Anyways, and I've been tuning into the 53 nominated movies for the 94th Academy Award, which are gonna take place on 27th of March 2022. Well, you can guys just make out, like, I've been here after so long that I have lost my capacity to talk, maybe. It's so strange. Well, I have my cup of tea joining in here. Alright. I'm gonna make sure that I at least have an episode. So, you know, we can again start working. And this is pretty much the first episode of 2022, which is coming out on 21st of March 2022. Let's dive in straight into the movies I have watched so far, and a few I'm just gonna recommend you guys. You can just go on my YouTube channel, just type my name and you will be getting my channel, and you will see me talk about movies and Oscar's recommendation. Well, so the first movie I'm gonna recommend you to watch is, of course, James Bond, No Time to Die. I saw this movie at theaters and it has been such a, you know, amazing experience. More than amazing, it has been a very emotional experience. And to watch it in 3D has been just like the cherry on top, and I really enjoyed it. Getting into a theater after so long last year just made me cry like a baby. But that's the beauty of getting back to the things you love, right? This last movie of Daniel Craig, you know, he has embodied James Bond, who is very emotional, who has a family now, and who knows his duty is calling him, and he knows what he needs. So you will see all the shades of Mr. Bond, and it's really great to watch and to, you know, witness that amazing cinema. So it's there. It has been nominated for the best original song. Yeah. And I'm completely in love with it. Oh, the whole movie is great, actually. But the original score is original song is nominated, and I would really recommend you guys to watch it because it has a legacy, you know. The second movie I'm gonna recommend you guys is a short film called As a Windshield Wiper. This one is also available on YouTube. You can just watch it for free. This movie is a short film, okay? It's an animated short film. And it just leaves you with the thought that love is society, and it talks about love. It covers the modern dating era where Even if you are purchasing some groceries around at the grocery store, and if your headspace, if your attention is into your phone, you won't even realize who is standing beside you, you know, beside you, who's standing there. You just won't raise your eyebrow, nothing, like you won't look up, you know, and your headspace will be just thinking and will be only for something which you saw online, okay? And just the story flows very, you know, the story just flows very nicely, and I feel like this short film is amazing to watch. It will just push some buttons and maybe make you think about some shit you are facing in your life, probably, or maybe you have seen your friends going through the same, or maybe just for the watching of the cinema's sake, you can definitely give it a go. Alright, the third one I'm gonna recommend you guys is, let's think about what I will recommend you guys. I will recommend you to watch Dune. Background score, original, Mr. Hans Zimmer is out there. Amazing adaptation of the screenplay. I totally love the movie. Amazing experience, theatrical experience, amazing. It is worth watching even if you can now on any platform. But I saw it in the theater and I feel blessed. This year so far, I've watched lots of Hollywood films. I've watched a few, one, two films from Hindi cinema, that's it. But here we are just gonna talk about Oscars, okay? The Oscar nominated films. As now I have spoken about Indian cinema, I'm just going to take your attention to a Indian short film which got nominated for Oscars, okay? And the name is Riding with Fire. Very proud of the team who have made it. It covers the fight the Dalit woman goes through and proves the society that even though she is not born in the upper class, she can fight and strive and create a strong pillar of the democracy, that is journalism, and make her voice, her power, and put it out there without any guilt or shame or, you know, any other feeling of conflict. Amazing story based in Uttar Pradesh, and if either of you know that what Uttar Pradesh is all about, you might just consider applauding and giving these all women a standing ovation, because whatever they're doing right there is brilliant, okay? Moreover, other things I would like to mention is all about West Side Story and Cruella. If you're into fashion and costume and you just want to have some gala experience, these movies will just throw it at you, okay, abundantly, and I'll totally recommend those as well. Some movies regarding age and stuff like that are like Tick Tick Boom and Licorice Pizza. These two deal with different shades of being older, getting older, adulting, reaching to your 30s. And if you are someone who is nearing their 30s now, you will relate to these movies a lot, okay? And I would totally recommend you guys watching these movies, okay? I have no idea why Spencer got nominated, but I won't even recommend you to watch it anyways. But I would love to know your thoughts, guys. Okay, I will really love to know your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening to me on this episode where we talk about Oscars. And to see me more obsessed, just search my name and you are gonna find me online anywhere. Okay, make sure you leave me a feedback or you can mail me as well. Okay, yeah, take care. And now I'm just gonna go into a hermit mode to do my work, guys. And finish this cup of tea. Prior to that, I'm sending you guys positive vibes. Take care, everyone. Sayonara.